877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Orlene Kulam. And Orlene is the president of the Eagle Forum of California and on the front lines of this battle. And good morning, Orlene.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Well, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story about what's going on as far as Common Core and as far as this effort to destroy our educational system and destroy the belief in God and family of country of our children. Please go right ahead, because most people, or many people, don't know about this truly subversive educational program that is being introduced into schools all across America today. Please go right ahead.
Well, it was by design that the parents were kept in the dark. The governor signed on to this in the year 2010, 3 years ago, but it was just maybe last January that most of the people here in California even heard something about it, and still I'd say that the vast majority of Californians have never heard of it. The vast majority of Americans still haven't, even though it's being implemented definitely in all of the schools this year. Some of the schools actually were chosen to be pilot programs, so they kind of tried it out in various sections. And the whole state of Utah was chosen to be a pilot program for Common Core last year, so they implemented it in full swing last September. As Kentucky and New York, those states that signed on earlier than the others, had the great privilege of implementing it earlier and having the testing done earlier. And Kentucky had their assessment test done actually a year ago in the spring, and New York just recently finished their assessment test, and that was in April. And what was so surprising about that assessment test is that it was predicted that for both states, the scores would fall by 30%. Well, lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. New York discovered their test scores had fallen 30%, and Kentucky's. And you wonder, how can that be predicted unless the tests were being manipulated? And that's what they're discovering now, that they really do think the tests were manipulated. But for those who don't understand what Common Core is, it stands, it's Common Core State Standards Initiative. They're pretending that it was brought in to being by the states themselves. It was state-written, state-led. Why do they have to say that? Because we have something called the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment tells us that education is to be left up to the states. Anything that's not written in the U.S. Constitution was to be left up to the states and to local control. And that has traditionally been the way it has been handled in America. But under Common Core, the sneaky way of doing this, it really is top-down federal control. It was created by a national and international cartel. 29 members were on it. But they're pretending with their propaganda to say that it was state-created, state-led, so that it could be now accepted under the 10th Amendment.
Well, let me just point out, this is a program, a computer program. Every child will have a computer. They will all have the same federal or international program aimed at destroying their ability to learn and to think, their relationship to God, family, and country. And basically, of course, it's a means of dumbing down our children. Actually, they're going to actually hold back on certainly the time when they're going to be teaching mathematics, algebra all across the country. Certainly, we won't be teaching calculus in high school. Basically, it is a program of dumbing down our children so they'll all be having an inferior education. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, the teacher will not be teaching. It'll all be done through this massive computer program. Is that a fairly good analysis of it, Orlene?
Yes,
you know it better than I do.
Very much so. And you're so right about the teachers will essentially become facilitators. Right now, they're being told, oh, this is going to be so wonderful. They're using something called the four C's of Common Core, and they stand for creativity, communication, collaboration, and higher critical thinking skills. But when you realize how this is going to be so controlling, all of those will be gone. If this is a top-down federal program, every state doing the same, and that's what they originally were using to promote it, saying this will be commonality among all the states. So if you move from California to Colorado, your children will not miss a single day because it's all being done with computers. So, of course, the same program will be taught in every class. If you're in English literature, the same thing will be coming over the computer. And the teacher essentially becomes a facilitator. After they've done their computer assignment, the children will gather in little circles at their tables and do their group work. The teacher, again, is not really supposed to interfere because the children are to be doing their own constructive learning. Supposedly, they call it constructivism, but really it means they construct their own truth, their own meaning, and the teacher is supposed to just be in the background. I didn't spend my 5 years getting my teaching certificate to become a facilitator in the classroom. And I think a lot of teachers are going to become very upset when they begin to realize that they've now been demoted to this role of a facilitator. And one of the states, I think, already has legislation going through to make it so that teachers will no longer have to be certified or even probably have a four-year degree. You don't need a great deal of background or education to just be a facilitator. And, of course, that will lower the salaries of teachers, which some of the states would love to do anyway. So, anyway, this is really true, what you're saying. And we're also worried about children being behind a computer all day long, the Wi-Fi that will be in the classroom to make all of this possible is giving radiation out, and the high-speed internet connection. Obama now has a new measure he's trying to push through so that all of our cell phones will be taxed, and the tax will go to create this high-speed internet connection for every school, every classroom. And why? He wants the children to be connected essentially mainly to the Asian nations, where they can be taught the Arab language and be more easily controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. There are already 100 schools that have this connection, and many of those schools are already being taught the Arab language.
Hold the thought. If you have a question or comment, our number, of course, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Orlene Coolum, we're talking about the Common Core curriculum, which is being introduced into almost every state in the Union. Our students will no longer certainly have a teacher. They will have a computer, and the computer will program them with the ideas coming from the central authority. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is designed to dumb down our children. It will certainly lower our overall standards. You're not going to know your child's going to come home with a report card, maybe all A's and B's, but that does that mean they're getting educated? It means no. Now, they're trying to force this into Christian and private schools, saying, well, your child's not going to be able to get into college if they do not take this and they get the education, the things that we're trying to educate. They're not trying to educate our children to really understand the important things in life, but it is to deprive them of the important things in life. And instead of reading the classics, they're not going to be reading the classics. They're not going to be taking calculus in high school. This is a truly diabolical program, and the fact that you're not hearing about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists across America over what the American people are allowed to hear, think, see, and ultimately what they believe. Now, of course, Orlene is the president of the California Eagle Forum. We have a DVD she put out on Common Core. We actually have the book that she wrote. It's vitally important you understand what this is about, and you get your kids out of government schools, or they will destroy their souls. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Orlene, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Orlene, go right ahead.
The name of my book, for those who would like to know, it's called Common Core, a Trojan Horse for Education Reform. And the reason I call it a Trojan Horse is because of this, they're pretending it's a innocent state initiative, but it is a top-down big federal program, as we've mentioned. And the fact that if people are doubting this, they can just go to some of the websites. It was the NGA, stands for National Governors Association, and the Council on Chief State School Officers, CCSSO, who they're promoting as pretending that that's why this is a state initiative, because this had state governors that belong to it and state superintendent of schools that belong to it. Well, not all of them belong to it, and they have actually formed the copyright for Common Core. They have the trademark for it. And if it were a true government organization, you would be able to have a FOIA request on it, a Freedom of Information Act request, so you'd really know what truly went on. They were holding their meetings behind closed doors. That is not allowed if it were a true government organization. So you can see this is really a non-governmental group that were meeting, a large cartel, 29 different groups all there together, and there also were international influences by Sir Michael Barber from England, who is leading the group that they divided the groups that were going to be writing the assessment tests into two different groups. They call them consortia. And one is called Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortia, SBAC. The other one is PAARC, P-A-A-R-C. And this one was led by Sir Michael Barber, a British subject knighted by Queen Elizabeth for his reformation of education in England, which, interesting enough, once he got involved, education, the test of literacy for England in international testing used to be 7th place in the world, and once he got involved, it went down to 17th. So you wonder, what great, amazing accomplishments he has, unless you realize that part of the Common Core agenda is to lower literacy rates. It is to dumb down our children, as Dr. Stan has mentioned. And this is not just in literacy, but in math. That is why they're going to be teaching algebra later instead of the 8th grade, 9th grade. And they're going to be teaching a form of geometry that was thrown out of the Soviet Union 50 years ago because it was so confusing. And as Dr. Stan mentioned, this will leave no room for calculus the senior year of high school. So they're dumbing down literacy. They're dumbing down English standards by no longer teaching classical English literature or very little of it. And by the time they get to high school, classical English literature will be only 30% of the time spent in the classroom. The rest will be what they call informational text. And under that title, they can bring in so much amazing propaganda. Some of it, what they've already seen, is Obama's energy policy, which is, of course, promoting global warming, telling us that we cannot even use coal coming from coal mines or oil whatsoever. They're trying to shut down nuclear plants. So essentially, his energy policy is no energy. And all in the fear tactics of global warming. And that's what the science standards will also be promoting in every single class, even down in preschool and kindergarten. They will be teaching global warming as if this is an exact science, as well as evolution. So they're, all of the standards are going to be dumbed down. And of course, in American history, it continues to be the anti-American philosophy that's being taught, that we are the worst nation. Our poor children are being just surrounded by anti-American teachings. And so it is a truly a scary curriculum. And I think parents should be very concerned and alarmed at what our children are going to be taught.
And I agree totally. And if you love your children, get them out of public education. And there are homeschool programs where the child does most of the teaching, does not require a great deal of time and effort on the part of the family, and that would be specifically the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. If you need more information, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But basically, our children are under attack today. Well, my telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Arlene, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Orlean, is there growing concern across America? My understanding is that a superintendent of schools in New York has said that this is a disaster, and he either wants it to pull from the schools or they want him to ask for his resignation. What's the background to that story?
He is an amazing man. His name is Dr. Joseph Rella, and he is the superintendent for one of the districts in Long Island, New York. I mentioned at the very beginning how they're discovering the assessment tests are really, they believe, rigged, so that the prediction that they had that when the assessment is given will be dropped by 30% of the states taking it. And they're saying, well, the reason for this is because Common Core is just so much more rigorous. And unless you've had it really a long time and the children are totally being taught the program, they just will not do well on these Common Core assessment tests. So sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Kentucky dropped 30% and New York dropped 30%. And Dr. Rella says he wrote a letter to all of the state legislators of New York, essentially saying something is very fishy here. And if not, if you truly believe that these scores are being accurately portrayed, then please ask for my resignation, because obviously I am guilty of gross negligence as the superintendent, because last year his district was up in the 90th percentile, and now they're down in the 60th. So something is very wrong here. And in his letter, he quotes from a principal in New York who was really a very highly acclaimed principal. Her name is Carol Barris. I also quote her in my book because she early on was questioning what on earth is going on here, and the constant evaluation of the teachers and tying the teachers to the test scores. So if the students do badly, then the teacher's salary goes down. And so would they purposely be making these tests impossible for the children to do well on, so the teachers would have a low salary? You know, it's just amazing. So she was early on questioning things. Well, he quotes her in his letter to the state legislators, and he says, according to Principal Carol Barris, there would be a lot of money to be made if there were low test scores, because then suddenly they have to have new tests being made and books being published and data management corporations, all that will make tremendous profits from having to come in and supposedly rescue the schools. She said, when the test scores drop, they prosper. When the tests change, they prosper. When schools scramble to buy materials to raise scores, they prosper. There are curriculum developers earning millions to create scripted lessons to turn teachers into deliverers of modules in alignment with the Common Core, or to replace teachers with computer software carefully designed for such alignment. So she really questions this, and he, Dr. Rella, says, clearly the agenda is to shake confidence in our public schools so that other alternatives, charter school vouchers, etc., look more attractive. He says it's nothing less than programmatic dismantling of the public schools. And in my article that I wrote about it, you know, we think, well, charter schools are really good and vouchers are really good, but when you realize that so many of the charter schools are no longer under the direction of a school board, you now have education without representation. So you have parents who are disgruntled with this charter school having no place to go. There's no representation for them. And whoever is running the school really is not accountable to them. And some people are beginning to think that maybe this is all part of the goal of Common Core, is to get us also away from representation. As I mentioned in my presentation that I gave at your conference last October that they can see on this DVD, I say that this is education without representation because Congress was bypassed in how they created Common Core. Our state legislators were bypassed, and even our local school boards were bypassed. They had no idea this was happening until suddenly it was thrust upon them, and they were supposed to implement it, but they had no say in it. I also say that it is taxation without representation, because they're now having to scramble to raise bond measures or something else to help pay for it, and there was no vote on that. So we're being supposedly taxed, or something will be happening to raise money. And that was, again, without representation. And then I say it is really education by big corporations. When you realize who was behind all of this, Bill Gates gave $100 million towards the development of Common Core, and he's now giving $50 million to various entities across the nation to promote it. And it's so obviously he has much to be gained from this. Some people think he's just this sweet, wonderful philanthropist. But when you realize when every child has a computer that they're seated behind, Bill Gates will be getting lots of money back. They may not be Microsoft computers, but he has his hands in just about all the software of all of the computers. So he's going to be making billions from Common Core.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive educational program. It's aimed at changing the attitude of the child in reference to God and to family and to country. It is being well-financed. It is being forced onto schools throughout the nation. And, of course, they're trying to force it into Christian and private schools as well, saying, your children aren't going to be able to get into college unless they take this, and don't you believe them for 1 minute. Basically, if you care about your child, get them out of the government's Common Core schools. And certainly, there are efforts to try to stop this, but you're not hearing about it. Why? Because the media in America is rigidly controlled, and they largely determine what the American people read and hear and see, and ultimately what they believe. Our guest this morning is certainly Orlene Kula. You'll want to get her book and DVD. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you have a question, 877-254-7544. 877-254-7544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Orlene, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking about the new subversive program, educational program, being introduced all across America, designed to dumb down American children and change their attitude towards God and family and country. Now we will have a federal curriculum. Of course, it will not be cited as such, supposedly at the state level, because, of course, the federal government has no constitutional right to be involved in education, but they are. Now, isn't it true, Orlean, that they sold this program to the states with the idea that some of them were going to get a large sum of money, and the truth of the matter is most of them did not? What was the background to that?
Yes, this was how Obama was able to bypass Congress and still get this program through, because he already had the stimulus money, and he could essentially use that carte blanche because they haven't had a budget for 3 years anyway. And so he went directly to the governors and told them, I have this large sum of money, $4.35 billion that we've set aside that you can apply for, and it's kind of like on a competition basis. And if you are willing to go through some of these steps, you'll be given so many points for what you're willing to do, and then you'll be able to compete for this money. Well, this was kind of like a feather in the cap to the governors, and so 46 governors went along with this. Sight unseen, they applied for this money, but they had to, first of all, promise that they would implement the Common Core state standards sight unseen, as I mentioned. Then they had to be willing to do three other things. They had to be willing to have a constant evaluation of their teachers, and they had to be willing to have a constant data collection of their children, and they had, and not only children, but the teachers, and they had to be willing to promise to turn around the 5% lowest performing schools or to turn them into charter schools. And what was so interesting, a lady in Tennessee is one of the states that won the money. She said that they actually got more points for the number of charter schools than they had than points for turning around and making the lowest performing schools better public schools. So that makes you wonder if their goal isn't to have more charter schools that will no longer be under the auspices of representative government. And that was kind of a question that really started to begin to pop up and make people wonder what is going on. But anyway, there were only 11 states that won this grant money. California was not one of them. But even if you did not win, you were now forced to go along with the program. And one of the ways they did that as well was by two other things. They had the governors let them know that they could get out of the waiver of No Child Left Behind if they were willing to go along with Common Core. And most of the governors, in fact, all of them, want to get out of No Child Left Behind because it is so restrictive and impossible to meet. By 2014, 100% of their students are supposed to come up to this certain level. Well, that's impossible because not all children are the same. So they were happy to get out of No Child Left Behind. And then the third thing was a threat that if they did not go along with Common Core, they would be possibly losing their Title I money. And that's a $14.5 billion grant that the governors all share to help take care of their lowest performing children and their, the special ed children, and as well as those who are poverty stricken. So that provides them with breakfast and lunch in the public schools. So of course they couldn't give up their Title I money. So that is the reason why 46 governors signed on. And the other governors who didn't, they're still trying to get them because they want this to be for the entire nation. And they're constantly being coerced to go along as well. But in the meantime, as you said, Dr. Stan, some states are trying to get out of it. And now that this backswell has happened in New York, they even have legislation trying to get New York out of it because they've discovered just how unfair and manipulative and how the test scores have been changed on the assessment test.
Well, now, is anything like this being done in other countries throughout the world? Is this simply a national program or is this an international program?
It is truly international, and I was even doing more research on that yesterday. If you type Common Core Sustainable Development, Africa pops up with almost the exact same wording. So one of the ways that they are really trying to implement sustainable development or Agenda 21 is through Common Core And one of the big teachings throughout all of the classes, English, math, social studies, whatever science classes they have, they're all promoting this concept of sustainable development, which is just the more politically correct name for Agenda 21. And for those in your listening audience who don't understand what Agenda 21 is, that was this big conference that took place in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, where essentially 178 heads of state signed on to it, including George Bush Sr. But the mission statement of Agenda 21 is to essentially put all people under control by using the environment as their big scare tactic. So they're saying that however man interacts with the environment, they will now have to be controlled by the United Nations. Well, that is everything we do, from the food we eat to the water we drink, the air we breathe, the energy we use, the cars we drive. So essentially it's an absolute total control package over our nation, over our world, under the auspices of protecting the environment and the fear tactics they're using. And they're especially using these fear tactics on our innocent little children. I also Googled yesterday Common Core England or UK, and almost exactly the same thing came up, except that they have really expanded on it. What we've discovered, Common Core is really bringing back Bill Clinton's school-to-work ideas that all of our children should be trained for just one special career, no longer a big, broad-based, wonderful education that would allow the children to choose whatever career they wanted to, because their education has been so broad and wonderful, like our founding fathers had. Now our education has been limited to one certain career, and our children are going to be geared and steered towards that career through all the data collection they're going to be getting on them. So instead of the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, we now have the five L's, which stand for limited learning for lifelong labor. And Common Core in England, if you read that information, it's amazing. You can see how they are being geared just towards their workforce development, their one special career being chosen for them by the data that's being collected on them.
Well, I think it's important people understand this is an international subversive program being imposed upon your school to change your child's outlook on everything. So if you care about your children, your grandchildren, get them out of government schools. And the fact that they're able to put this in, oh, and you're not reading about this in your newspaper, you're not hearing about it through the television or radio program, that's why you listen to Radio Liberty. Our number, 877-547-524. 877-54.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, this is morning, Orlean Kula, and certainly our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Orlean, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you and get more information, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to various websites. We have Californians United Against Common Core, CUACC.org, and there they can find amazing videos and audio interviews. They can see the video where I spoke at your conference. They can also look at a PowerPoint presentation about Common Core. And we're also trying to get up on there a link to where I was on the Glenn Beck program last Friday, where they were talking about the assessment test with Common Core. There were 40 of us that were brought from across the nation, from all of the states that are fighting Common Core, and we had a two-day workshop where we unitedly came up with all the good ideas to try to fight each of the various concepts of Common Core. And then on Friday afternoon, they had us for a half an hour as guests, and some of us were able to answer questions that were presented to us. And we're hoping to, I thought that was up there already, but I can't see it, so we'll try to make sure it is there. Then also they can go to, and also on that website, you will see where we are going to be having a big conference coming up September 21st, where we'll have a panel about Common Core, and some experts will all be speaking on various aspects of it. Then also, if they would like to order my book, you can go directly to Dr. Stan to get that, or you can go to the website where this book is published. It's www.smallhelmpress.org. That's small.
One more time, what was that?
Smallhelmpress.org. So small as S-M-A-L-L, helm, which is the helm of a ship, and then press, P-R-E-S-S.org. And there you can order the book and two other books that I've also written that Dr. Stan also carries. But if you would like to join us in this battle, we have all of the school districts listed on our CUACC.org for the whole state of California, and we are setting up experts in each school district who are really beginning to find out about Common Core and helping to organize others to fight this. And that's our tactic here in California, is to go directly to our school districts, let them know how upset we are about this, and we're hoping to win them over and let them say no to Common Core. 20 years ago in California, it was the school districts themselves that said no to a horrible assessment test that had come in, which I think is very similar to what the Common Core assessment test will be. It was assessing the children's attitudes, their belief system, and what they really felt about their religion, their ideas, and trying to change this through some shocking stories that the children had to read, and then with open-ended questions write these essays. And I've heard that Common Core will be the same. 30% of the Common Core assessment test will be open-ended questions and essays, and how easy these children will then be persuaded to new concepts by these open-ended questions. And 20 years ago, the school districts in California began to say no to this test because parents were outraged by it and were going to them and speaking out against it and refusing to allow their children to take the test. I'm hoping we can do the same thing with the Common Core test. And one by one, the school districts just stopped giving it. So finally, and it only lasted a year, and then Governor Pete Wilson just threw it out. And then we went to the STAR test, which was a fairly good accurate test. At least it was it was testing what the children knew, not what their feelings were and their attitudes. And inside the assessment test itself, the booklet that goes along with this, bringing it into California, it actually says that they will be testing the children's mindsets and their belief system and their attitudes. So they're blatant about it. So I'm sure it's going to be exactly the same as we had 20 years ago. So that's why we're going to our school districts, trying to let them know how strongly we feel about it. And on that website, there are actually some talking points that they can download, and also scripts. If people have never spoken before their school board before, they can download these scripts. They're geared for 3 minutes, which we're given usually in a school board meeting, where they can speak out against various aspects of Common Core. So this is how we're trying to rally our state to fight it. And other states are doing something similar, or they have state legislators passing legislation. Indiana, they got it stopped with state legislation signed by the governor. So Common Core is on hold for a whole year in Indiana. Michigan, the same thing. It's on hold for a year, and their biggest complaint was the cost. So it was because of that they stopped it. You'd think we would do the same thing in California because it is enormously expensive. $1.6 billion it's going to cost us. And then the assessment test itself will be another $1.2 billion. We don't even have that money, but they've never let such a thing stop them before in California, this strange state that we belong to.
And, of course, they got California to go in promising to give them money. Well, at least they could compete to get the money. And then money didn't come, and now it's going to cost us more money. And this is happening all across America. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive program aimed at changing the attitude of your child towards God and family and country. They know exactly what they're doing. The future that they want will be created in the minds of these children. And, of course, you control the minds of the children in this generation, then you control what happens in America next generation. Certainly, it's a vitally important subject of the program is Common Core. You can look it up on the internet. You can get Arlene's book, Sydney, and her DVD of the talk she gave for us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Arlene, thank you very much. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Yes, I would like them to know that even though they're probably being told this is like a freight train running, there's no stopping it, to let them know that you must not give up hope, and that there is stopping it. Just as we found out fighting the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 1970s with Phyllis Schlafly leading the battle, she was told there was no stopping that, that they were just three states away from getting it in. And she was able to stop it. So we must do the same and not give up. And
God
thank
bless.
You,
thank
Dr.
You
Stan, Arlene. For all that you do to spread the word and get the truth out on all these issues.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. phone, 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-965-7804, 1-800-965-7804, 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And as far as what's happening internationally, I want you to know American military is on alert all across the world, but so is the Iranian military. And the Iran has moved their submarines into the Mediterranean where our ships are. You know, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. And Obama, the people who control Obama, are intent upon creating a war at this time. I just pray for peace, pray this doesn't happen, but I'm very, very deeply concerned. What will happen if we attack Syria? This is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Well, let me just point out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate that. We've got to support the radio stations that carry our afternoon and evening programs. You can hear them at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And certainly, we hope that you'll encourage others to listen. You're not getting the truth through the regular channels, through the newspapers. Certainly, we have access to truth on the Internet, but it's hard to come by. Because, of course, the other side, the enemies of freedom, the Brotherhood, is putting their disinformation agents up there. In fact, I had one of them on my program yesterday telling how important it was that we went to war with Syria and how suddenly how terrible the Syrians were, and that's why we had to attack them. And, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly, even on my program, sometimes we'll get people who are part of what I call the Brotherhood. If you don't know what the Brotherhood is, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to understand the very real threat to America today, well, you need to get certainly the DVD, the EMP threat, or certainly our 4-CD set of the EMP threat. We have both the 2004 and 2008 Congressional Committee reports totally blacked out by the controlled media. The media is controlled. You can get the reports from Radio Liberty. And if you want to know how the media is controlled, book written by a left-wing professor, The New Media Monopoly, it's available from Radio Liberty. You want to know about the secret cabal that controls America and put Fidel Castro in power, you need to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, where on page 405 he talks about the secret cabal he's part of, working against the best interests of the United States. Those are his words, not mine. And conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and political economic structure. That's Memoirs by David Rockefeller, available from Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to understand the threat of an EMP attack again, the DVD, or certainly the 4-CD set, or certainly the Congressional Commission reports, all available from Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for peace. Pray that this whole thing passes, that certainly we are not certainly going to attack Syria, because when you start a war, and this is an act of war, without UN or even congressional approval, only 9% of the American people on the recent poll supported this, but it looks like they're going to go ahead with it. and on the timetable, our economy's on the brink of collapse. Is this to take our attention off the coming collapse of our economy? I had a call last night from a friend who has friends in India, and where, of course, the prices have gone up between 100% and 1,000% in the last few months. Did that happen in America? Our number, 1-800-544-927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? It's a big